The Garden's Laughter by Don Nicholas. In the enchanting garden of Emily Greenleaf, where the magic of nature and friendship intertwined, there came a day each year when the garden itself would burst into laughter. This day was known as the Great Garden Chuckle. It was a day when the garden decided to play pranks, share jokes, and remind its human caretaker that life held unexpected moments of joy. Emily, the kind-hearted gardener, spent her days nurturing the most exquisite flowers in her charming cottage garden. She cherished the simple pleasures of tending to her beloved plants, humming tunes as she worked. Little did she know that her garden was buzzing with excitement, and the flowers and creatures were conspiring to make her laugh. As Emily stooped down to trim a rose, the garden seized the opportunity for its first prank. Water sprayed out unexpectedly, drenching her from head to toe. She blinked in surprise, unsure of the source. The roses roared with laughter, their petals shaking in delight. Even the mischievous weeds joined the fun. With a twinkle in her eye, Emily wiped her face with a handkerchief and chuckled, Well, I see my lovely garden has a playful side, too. But the garden wasn't finished yet. It had more chuckles in store. As Emily reached for a rake, it magically sprouted legs and danced around her. The rake hopped and skipped, and the gardener joined in, twirling with her animated tool. The flowers applauded, the trees clapped their branches, and the garden resonated with joy. After their impromptu dance, Emily sat down on a garden bench, wiping her brow. "What a lively garden I have today," she exclaimed. "It seems like everything is in high spirits." The garden decided to escalate the merriment. The fountain at the garden center erupted into a whimsical display of water. The water took the shape of intricate animals, from frogs and turtles to a mischievous water dragon. Emily marveled at the spectacle, clapping her hands and laughing heartily. "Oh, my dear garden," she said, "you've certainly outdone yourself today. I've never seen such a marvelous show." As the sun began to set and the laughter in the garden subsided, Emily realized that life was full of unexpected surprises, and it was these moments that brought the most joy. The garden had shown her that even the most ordinary places could hold extraordinary magic if one had an open heart and a keen eye. From that day forward, Emily Greenleaf cherished the Great Garden Chuckle as a reminder to always find joy in the unexpected moments of life. The garden continued to be a place of enchantment and friendship, where the laughter of flowers and the magic of nature thrived, waiting for the next tale of wonder and delight to unfold.